the chef has Pardo, Paul doesn't like onion, so I can't put onion in it. And to me, meats without onion in it,
Oh.
there's no
There's
real meat
no
taste.
to eat, isn't
Yeah,
it?
they go together,
You know,
don't
unless
they?
I make two separate ones. It's just not, I should put
Well,
Pardo without the onion in
I've
it.
put me onion in the saucepan with a drop of water and boil it for a little
Soften
bit.
it up a bit.
And I put my mince
I'll do mine
in.
in the microwave, but soften it up.
Well, then I put my mince in.
It's gonna stink the ass
Yeah,
outta
it
that,
does,
isn't it,
yeah.
Joss?
And then
Peas,
I mix
peas
a
and
drop of
broccoli in the
Bisto.
microwave. God, it
Because
stinks.
I can't stand the
No,
chlorine.
I've done broccoli
I mix
something
a drop of
and
Bisto
stuff.
Oh,
Before
yeah,
Oh,
I
I don't.
no, I normally sprinkle some Oppo in and
No,
stuff.
I don't, I'm
Oh,
not
you
keen.
like
Gina,
broccoli, didn't
Paul
you?
went there to tea at broccoli, I liked it. Gina went there, Paul
We're
went
going
there
to
to
the building,
tea the
I think,
other day,
on
Steve
Thursday.
done a
Microwave.
shepherd's pie, and Paul came round and said, "Oh, Steve done a nice shepherd's pie." And Paul, "What did he put in it?" He said he put a tin of minestrone soup in it. So I said, "All right, next time
Put
I'll do it."
oxtail in mine.
Yeah, I've
In the
done
winter.
oxtail.
Then you can go through
Yeah.
peas and your beans.
Now, see, Paul won't have no vegetables in his, so I can't put vegetables in mine. I mean, it's just, it's got all spices in it.
I ate that one.
Mince. Tell you.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello, dearest.
Hello, my darling.
Driving?
Yep.
That's where Chris might hang up on the line.
Do you know Bobby?
Yep, we have Bobby.
Yep.
On the line, and the phone on the left is from Mrs. Rosemary Moore in Manchester, Surrey. She says, "Please, will you play me Tina Turner for me? It'll be my birthday on
What's the plan of attack today?
Ooh, the plan of attack?
I'm going to tell the estate agent you'll be a little bit late.
Yeah.
You go to the solicitor. Then I'll see you. I'll have a walk
Yeah,
around that carpet
just
shop.
pop into the estate agents and say you're a little
It's
bit
the
late
only
today.
appointment you could get for the
Yeah.
solicitor was this around the clock, so.
Well, we'll, you know, we'll bring it on, but we
You'll
can't.
be there as soon as possible. Then I'll go and look in the carpet shop.
Yes.
And find out a few details. And I'll meet you back at the estate agents. Or if you're out earlier, you've got forms to sign, so you might be a little while. And if we've got. Oh, we're going to Mum's then, aren't we? So if it's still very early, we could pop to Leverton. Oh, we don't know where it is. We might have some details of this. What we gotta do, Barnum.
May have, may not have. Wait and see.
I shouldn't think until you're at least granted the mortgage, he's gonna give us authorization to spend his money. Authorization to go and spend £1,500 and it all falls through.
Yeah, that's true.
After we've spent it.
Very true, very
And what
true.
we're having for lunch?
Dunno. As you do, whatever.
Take some fish to Mum's or find something when we get there. If we're going to be late, we'll have to buy fish because we won't have time to cook anything.
Oh, fish and chips, you mean? From the chippy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just add a piece of fish and you can have fish and chips. We won't have time to cook anything, will we?
That's what I mean.
Depending on the time.
Or the same, I've got some chicken or something.
Depending on how long we're going to have to cook it, whether we'll. Sticks and. Oh, mind you, I wasn't there, not pens. Still, you'll have to box by fish and chips. Still, you perhaps have to buy fish and chips.
Why?
Because Anne hasn't got a lot of pennies anywhere.
No,
there's three. Hasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, bloody hell. We're in poor streets then, dear.
Cash wise, we are.
Bloody hell. We've had it then. It's chicken.
Alright. Yeah, well, we've got some cordon bleu or some whatever.
Doing the microwave.
Garlic, whatever.
I don't know, Mike. Well, that's all. I ain't got much money at all. I didn't have that much left, and I bought Mum's cigs and that bit of shopping the other day, and that was the end of that. We will survive. Even if we only have it in the soup. Not do me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's payday
today? Yeah. But you can't get it till tomorrow. There's a little bit in the bank, but I don't want to go today really. I'll wait till tomorrow. We must get in touch with Mr. Hill today. Jason Donovan, but I quite like that. Do you?
It's not bad.
I don't like him, never have, but I found that. Oh, well, it's quite pleasant, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's pleasant.
Well, I've never liked anything else he's had, he's sung. Particularly of you, but I just found that. Pleasant listening.
Oh, it's a pleasant sound.
Yeah, it's a nice song, but I don't know. It's just. I quite like it. So I think it's about the first thing he's ever recorded that I have liked. I've certainly never been a Jason Donovan fan before. Christmas number one is going to be Bohemian Rhapsody, which I do like and always have done. There's it. Already going to the top of the charts. To be number one for Christmas. All the other Christmas songs are.
They're all coming down, and that one's good.
That'll do.
Sales hit as prices keep falling.
I know. I understand his reasoning, Mr. Hills, but I think he'd be very hard pushed to sell this at this money, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
considering how much the prices have come down. Get some closies on. Cause a bit of a stir on your staircase, because naked from the waist down. Like a bowl of bran flakes, darling. About done all my paperwork on them tapes.
Oh,
I got a bird, he's coming tomorrow.
Well, got the paperwork done as well, haven't I? That's why I got up early, so I can go through them.
Oh, what's been?
Yeah.
Just been what I was doing in that tunnel. Somebody, it's completely anonymous, nobody knows who you are. I'm not sure I want to be on there, so I'll wipe it off then. I suppose it won't matter. I think you ought to tell people before you take their advice. I think it's very wrong. You could say something personal. What, even if it was personal, nobody'd know who you were for it to be personal to you. But I'm quite happy to raise it if you wish. I prefer you not to take my advice anymore. Fair enough. You haven't been doing that in the factory, have you, without people's permission? No. Not at all. I would have asked permission if I'd wanted to do it in the factory or been asked to do it. I would have gone and seen personnel and asked. I would not have dreamed of in a work situation unless I was asked. Is there anything personal? I've turned it off. Not that, apart from me and Stuart. Apart from me and Stuart, there's nothing personal on it really. I mean, when Lisa sat there was telling me about her problems, I hardly put that on a tape, do you? You know, anything personal like that, you turn it off, don't you? Not that they know or care with anyone's personal problems anyway. They don't know who they are.
So a conversation like that may well be private and personal, and
but
I mean, not being anonymous, but then again, you might come up and say something that they want to hear. You want to hear?
Yeah.
No, but you see, that's what I mean.
A personal, private conversation that someone said to me about their problems is not something that you'd want to be on somebody else to listen to, is it? So you just don't do it. You know it's anonymous. Dude is the only person that's got one. I've got the bookies on there.
That's all I got. I thought I was going to get three of these, didn't I? I've got three good chances here. Get three winners, but it didn't win it for me. Three more than me.
I suppose I had better make a move to get some clothes on, do you think?
Well, yeah, hold on.
on trial, two intelligence agents accused of the lock of the bombing. It's been reported that the government in Tripoli has detained the men, but it says it will deal with them under Libyan law. Pilkington, Europe's biggest glass manufacturer, has announced a big drop in profits. The profits for the first half of the year were down by 50% to £50 million. And that's the news on Radio 2. I'm Ed Conway. It'll be at 11 o'clock.
Mrs. has just got right out there. She said,
"Oh, she
getting her milk." She said, "These lazy fuckers are just getting out of bed." He said, "I could be bloody there if you had knocked on the door." Man stood in bed, just shouted down the stairs, "Bloody women, bugger off at the house of peace."
Cut that out and stick it on Woody's locker.
What?
The joke.
Oh.
Too expensive to stick on lockers. And a bit of table, more of a glass or something, to stick out of these lockers.
Definitely. And cigar, darling, and on the road.
Yes.
afternoon, an evening, and so on. Christmas, at least it'll be a bit more power. You know, Bruce and Jean bring home in his bed. And you and I will sleep on the settee. Or we might just take her out of the bed, but she might sleep with Jean and Bruce down on the settee, or sleep with me and you sleep on the settee, or would be a bit better than two beds missing. An extra bed spare for it. Then we can't put your mum's house too much for over Christmas. That's not fair, she's got visitors coming, she doesn't want our stuff to put it all over the place. As much as possible in the garage. Kind of weren't moving, I mean, I'm putting it in her room and shed some things, and she won't be there, and I'm not taking it all over there. She's got a garage there, but making a trip into her garage and looking through my things. What's all this stuff in the garage? Belongs to Mum. Exactly. Sounds very good, does it?
No.